Morning, everyone. How was y'all's week? Good, that's good. Okay, I have a question. What is light? Like, what do you think of, like, what's light? Well, God is light. Yeah? Huh? Well, I'm just talking about, like, the light that's all around us. Like, without light, we wouldn't be able to see, right? And you might say that light is from the sun, and that's all true. And God gave us that light in creation. But I also wanted to tell you that God, who made the light, which you said, is also light, but he's a different kind of light. So, and Jesus tells us that we should be the light to the world. You might have heard that, right? And so what is he trying to say? Is he saying that we should go, I have a flash right here, go flash everybody in the face all day long? That would be really annoying, wouldn't it? That's not what he's talking about. He tells us that if we spend time with him or follow him, like, how do we spend time with God? Yeah, those are all right. So if we read our Bibles and if we pray and follow Jesus, then we have his light. And we have to show it to other people. That's what he's trying to tell us. So what light should we have? God's light. Yeah. Okay, I have another question. Who here sometimes gets scared of the dark? I know I used to get scared of the dark. You? Yeah. It can be pretty scary sometimes. And the Bible also tells us that if we follow Jesus, we'll never walk in darkness. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not going to get scared of the dark sometimes at night or when we're in our bedrooms and we're about to go to sleep. It can still be scary. But he's telling us that if we follow him and read our Bibles and pray, then we won't be overtaken by the darkness, which is like sin and evil and fear and all the bad things in life, which can be scary. So if we have God's light, should we be afraid of the darkness and the bad things in our lives? No. It can be easy to be afraid of all of those things, but if we have Jesus in our lives, we can show his light to everybody else and the darkness, and we won't get overcome by the darkness. Now, I'm going to read a verse in the Bible, and then I'll have somebody pray, okay? So it says, "Let your light shine before everybody, that they may see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven." So can I have somebody pray? Okay, I'll have you pray. Is that okay?
Dear Jesus, I thank you for everything you gave us. I thank you for my family, and I thank you for all the food in our houses. And I pray that all the homeless people on the road find a home where they have shelter and food. And I pray for every kid that's in the hospital and every person that's in the hospital. In Jesus' name, amen.
That was a wonderful prayer. And before you guys go, I have a flashlight for every one of you to remind you of God's light. Okay, so everybody.